This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with the CEO of Casa of Travis County. It's Laura Wolf. If you want to find out more information online, it's casatravis.org. That's C-A-S-A-Travis.org. Laura, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin.
Well, thank you, John. I'm delighted to be here.
And for those of us who may be less familiar or anybody who doesn't know about the organization, let's talk about what Casa does. I guess it's an acronym. What is Casa? What's the mission?
Yes, it is an acronym. It stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. And what that means is that we recruit, screen, train, and then provide professional supervision and support to community volunteers, regular people, who, after they are trained, are then appointed by judges here in Austin to be the advocates for the best interests of children who have been abused or neglected. So CASA's role in the court system is to make informed recommendations back to the judge, who ultimately has to decide what's going to happen with kids who are in the Child Protective Services system or are in foster care due to allegations of abuse or neglect in their homes.
And I guess that's why, because most people, I would think, myself included, would think that the parents have the best interest of the children in mind. If the kids have parents, what role then does CASA play?
Well, in the cases to which we are appointed by judges, the Child Protective Services of the state of Texas has gotten involved because of allegations of possible abuse or neglect on the part of the parents or caregivers. And so perhaps there is some concern that the parents maybe don't have their children's best interest in mind or are not able to carry out what's in the best interest of their children. And so the state has gotten involved. And, you know, the judge has been looking to Child Protective Services, to CASA, and to the parents to get information about what needs to happen to keep this family together so that the children do not end up in long-term foster care. And our goal, John, is whenever it is safe and appropriate, our first goal, the first thing we try to do, is to get kids back with their parents or, if that doesn't work, with family members who can be safe and appropriate caregivers for those kids.
Yeah, I think that's because over the years we've learned that kids are just better off with their immediate family or their extended family, but kids are better off within their own family. Is that true?
When it is safe and appropriate, yes, that is absolutely true.
And is it fair to say that CASA advocates may be a little more objective than maybe some parents might be able to be?
Well, CASA has a particular role, and so we are looking at everything through the lens of what is in this child's best interest. And, you know, the parents are also having to look at what actions are being required of them by the court. And so they're also needing to think about, you know, if they are being required, for example, to go to drug treatment, you know, they're focusing a lot on their own recovery process so that they can be reunited with their kids. So it is about sort of about what is each person's angle on the whole court case. I think the other thing that is important to know about CASA is that in our, as part of our job of understanding what is in children's best interest and providing that information back to the court, we also talk to teachers and to doctors and therapists and social workers. And our job, and extended family, biological parents, our job is to get to know everything about that child and understand the whole picture of who that child is. And because of our court appointment, we have access to information about the kids that would otherwise be confidential. So we can see school records, we can see medical records, and we can provide all of that information to the judge.
And I think it's important to point out to anybody who's listening that CASA isn't a city, a state, a county agency. Are you a charitable organization?
We are. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization located here in Austin with our, you know, board of directors right here in Austin and supported by the Austin community, recruiting volunteers from the Austin community. So, yes, we are a charitable organization.
And how long has CASA of Travis County been up and running here in Travis County? And how big is CASA? How many kids are you helping out now? How many volunteers do you have? I don't know if maybe this is a good year or maybe last year, maybe 2019. whatever normally you do, I guess, is my question.
Yeah. So we have been in operation in Austin since 1985. So this is our 36th year, and we serve approximately 2,000 kids a year and have nearly 800 volunteers a year. And that is a testament to the generosity of spirit here in Austin, that there are 800 people every year here in Austin who want to make a difference for kids and families by becoming CASA volunteers.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with the CEO of CASA of Travis County. Her name is Laura Wolf. It's CASAtravis.org if you're looking for more information online. And Laura, you said 2,000 kids and 800 volunteers. If somebody hears that and says that might be a little lopsided, is that more lopsided than you would like it? Are you looking for more volunteers? Are there kids that go unserved? Could you always use more volunteers, or is that about the right number?
We can always use more volunteers, and we are definitely looking for more volunteers. Absolutely. So at that website, CASAtravis.org, you can find all about how to become a CASA volunteer, what's entailed, the training requirements, the time requirements, all of that is on that website. And it's important to remember that kids usually come into the child protection system in a family group. So one volunteer may serve two or three kids who are siblings. So the numbers of kids served versus volunteers, we're not necessarily expecting a one-to-one ratio.
Sure.
So that's important to know. The other thing that is important to know is that, yes, there are kids we are not serving because we don't have enough volunteers. So the need for CASA is greater in Austin than we have been able to meet so far.
Now, Laura, you mentioned it before. I think let's highlight that a little bit by mentioning again, and I'll ask you the question. Typical scenarios in which a child needs the services of CASA, because these are sometimes kind of scary things, and I just want people to understand, I guess, the magnitude of the situation for some of these kids. Can you talk a little bit again about the typical scenarios these kids might be facing when CASA is helping them?
Well, I don't know that there is a quote unquote typical case, but the way the process works is that when a report of suspected child abuse or neglect is made to the state, to a hotline, and that report might come from a school, it might come from a doctor's office or a hospital, it might come from law enforcement. But when that report is made, then Child Protective Services goes to the court and requests permission to potentially remove that child from their home if an investigation indicates that that's what should happen. And that's the point at which the judge will assign CASA, the judge appoints CASA to be the advocate for what is in those children's best interest. And so every day we get emails from the court saying, CASA, you have been appointed to this new case. And kids are, you know, obviously, as you can imagine, scared about what's going to happen. They are scared about the prospect of being separated from their family, even if the family situation is not good. They're scared about being separated from their friends and their neighborhood and their school. And they're confused by, you know, all of these adults in their lives talking about things they don't understand. The parents are also scared and confused. And so part of what CASA does is talk to everyone at the outset, and especially with the kids, to get to understand, you know, how they're doing in school, what their situation is. Do they need, you know, medical attention or special education services in school? And then also get to know them as humans. What are their hobbies? What do they like to do? Where do they want to be? And then over the next 12 months or so, CASA and the lawyers for the parents and the state and Child Protective Services and everybody who's involved will go back to the judge every 3 or 4 months to say, okay, Your Honor, here's what's happening with this child. Here's what's happening with the parents. They're doing all of the services and, you know, making recommendations back to the court about how should this case end. And the judge wants, CASA wants, Child Protective Services wants, whenever it is in the children's best interest, whenever it is safe and appropriate, what we all want is to be able to support that family in reunifying.
The work that you do here in Travis County is obviously very important. If somebody's hearing this and they're moved to support CASA of Travis County, what's the best way they can do that? Are we talking about donations or fundraisers or volunteerism? How can Central Texas help you accomplish your mission?
Well, we always need volunteers. And so people can go to our website and check out our different volunteer opportunities. And that may be what they feel called to do. If that is not something that they feel like they can take on at this time, but they want to support us in other ways, like every charitable organization, we will always take donations. The professional people who recruit and screen and train and then support and supervise the volunteers are all paid staff, so we will always take donations. We do have some fundraisers in the fall that are fun that people might want to be involved in. Our superhero run is in September, and our golf tournament is in October. And folks can find out all about those at the website, casatravis.org.
And Laura, we've got 30 seconds left. I'll give you the last 30 seconds. What is it we didn't get to? What would you like to add to the conversation, or what would you like to say to Central Texas?
When you are listening to the news, reading the paper, thinking that child abuse or neglect is something so big, you don't know what one person could possibly do to help. CASA is what one person can do to help. You can make a powerful difference in the life of a child and a family by becoming a CASA volunteer.
That's CEO CASA of Travis County, Laura Wolf. It's CASATravis.org. That's CASATravis.org. Laura, I appreciate your time here on Inside Austin.
Thank you, John. It was a fun time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.